Now, I love giving books for presents, but I'm never totally sure what books to give. If you've got someone you're thinking, oh, what shall I give them this year? Catherine Lana, who's with us right through the year, helping us out, giving us a book a month to read, talking about that book as well. So Leslie's Read is our book club. She has got some Christmas book suggestions for us. She's got loads. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
So we're going to have to gallop through these, but don't fear, because you can also browse her website. And I think you've put the details there as well, haven't you?
That's right. They're all up there on moreaboutbooks.com.
I mean, I think this is just, I think a book is a lovely present because you can buy for someone what they might not treat themselves. So like hardback books, particularly, you know, beautifully illustrated books, they all make brilliant presents, don't they?
They do. And it means such a lot if somebody's taken the time to choose something for you as well, doesn't it? It's quite a special gift. And it keeps you going. It's not something that you open up and it's all finished. You can dip back into it and get so much more as the year goes by.
Yeah, exactly. As years go by. One of my favourite ever presents was Lord of the Rings. I mean, I read it in a sitting, but it's still there on my bookshelf. And every so often I'll dip back into it. So it can give you years and years of pleasure. We're going to do this in categories. So we've got non-fiction, we've got fiction hardback, fiction paperback, and children. So gallop me through your non-fiction section.
Okay, well,
first.
I'm starting with a book that is actually my favourite at the moment, and it's called A Year of Living Simply by Kate Humble. So I'll just tell you a little bit about that, and then we'll go through some of the categories as well. But this seems so appropriate for this year, where she's writing to us in a very familiar, warm way, as if it's a letter to a friend, telling us how we can make simple changes to our lives to get rid of all the stuff and clutter and things that are bogging us down. But she doesn't sort of harangue us or make us feel guilty. It's really inspiring and uplifting. So I found it a really comforting book at the moment. So I really commend that. But there are, of course, there are things that we've really appreciated this year, including our gardens and cookery as well, cooking at home. So I've chosen a few books on those categories. We've got, course, a beautiful illustrated book called Sissinghurst, The Dream Garden, and you just have to open it up and look at the pictures. It's got beautiful text too about the history of the garden, which is so famous with all its associations, but the pictures are just so lovely and really inspiring. And I have to say that I wasn't that keen a gardener before this year, but I was like everybody else and switched on Gardener's World every week and found it was the highlight of my TV viewing. So there's a new book by Monty Don, and it's called My Garden World, which looks at the wildlife as well as the plants in our gardens and encourages us to look after what we can see in our back garden, and hopefully that will encourage us to do more for the planet as a whole, so we do our little bit.
That's lovely. I think that's brilliant. So do you want to gallop through the other ones as well, so that you've listed?
Yes, so there's a couple of cookery books. I mean, we're always spoilt for choice with cookery books, but we've all been a little bit more experimental this year, perhaps. And one of them is that I think is particularly beautiful is the Ottolenghi Flavour book, which is just a glorious book, and there's so much in it. It's probably something to aspire to. I find the details sometimes a little ambitious, but it's beautifully done and very well laid out and explained, and encourages us to have more flavour in our vegetables and dishes. But there's also Jamie Oliver's new book, which is something I'm a little bit more comfortable with. So he's got Seven Ways, which takes quite basic ingredients and encourages us to do more with them each week. So that's two levels of cooking there, I think.
It's fascinating how they can reinvent themselves every year. You've also, I mean, on the list here, you've got Susie Dent, which would be a great book as a gift. And I know you spoke to Susie, didn't you, earlier in the year?
That's right. So her book is A Word for Every Day of the Year. So it's a brilliant gift because you've got something to look into 365 times. It's got funny bits as well, funny histories of books, of words, as well as the fascinating background to why we use certain words. And she's very entertaining, we know from television, but this is a nicely presented as well as written book. So it's a perfect gift.
So A Year of Living Simply, Kate Humble, Sissinghurst, The Dream Garden, Tim Richardson, Monty Don, My Gardening World, Word Perfect, Susie Dent, The Bookseller's Tale, you haven't mentioned this, Martin Latham.
Yes, it's a combination of a history of bookselling and books in general publishing, as well as a memoir, as well as lots of tips for new reading to follow up. It's really dense with information and stories and ideas. So it's something to wallow over. You don't need to rush through it. And you'll just find plenty of content there over and over again, I think.
Brilliant. And Ottolenghi Flavour and Seven Ways, Jamie Oliver. To hardback fiction.
Yes, now there's so many good books at the moment, and hardback fiction, they're just so beautifully presented. It's hard to resist them. So I've chosen three, Just Like You by Nick Hornby. So he's familiar to us for Fever Pitch and About a Boy. And this is a book about a relationship taking place in a community in North London, and it looks doomed. How could it possibly succeed? And it's all about how we can not look quite suited, but we actually have got lots in common. It's wry, it's brilliantly observed, there's plenty of people we might recognise in his character studies, and it's just a nice read to wallow in. Then there's also Midnight Library by Matt Haig, which has had lots of attention because it's such a clever idea and it'll keep you thinking long after you've put the book down. It's all about Nora, who regrets how she's lived her life, but she goes to this library, which gives her the chance to relive those moments, to do things differently. So what would she do differently? How would it affect her? Mm. And last one, Glass Hotel by Emily St. John Mandel, which again is a really unusual and engrossing novel. And she's quite a talented and interesting writer. I think this is only her third book, but they're all so different. And it's very difficult to explain it. So really, it's a book to delve into and see what you think, because you don't know which characters you can trust and you don't know where the story is going to take you. But every twist and turn leaves you gripped. It's fascinating, really, about sort of destiny and fate, really, how and the decisions we make and how it alters our lives. I don't know whether I've tempted you there, but trying that one.
It's worth it. Have a look, can't you? So, Just Like You, Nick Hornby, A Glass Hotel, Emily St. John Mandel, and the Midnight Library, Matt Haig. So, fiction paperback, also loads of these as a possibility.
Well, yes, and hopefully people will have had an idea this year from the discussions that we've had about the books each month, because I hope that plenty of those will have give you ideas for Christmas gifts, but particularly the one we did last time, which was The Dutch House by Anne Patchett, which I think will appeal to lots of people. Beautiful cover, I keep saying it, but it's a story of siblings and their life from childhood to adulthood, looking back on the things that affected their lives and their relationships. Beautifully done, very easy, lovely book to wallow in. And also The Bench by Saskia Sargentson. She's a local author, and she's known best for her sort of domestic thrillers, which she set in the county. But this one is her new novel, which is set in London and America in the 1980s. And it's quite different. It's effectively a romance, but it's about a couple who seem destined never to get together. And it's all centered around a significant bench. Will that be the place where they can meet up and finally meet forever? Get their lives together.
So now we want to know if they will live happily ever after or not. We'll have to read it to find out, won't we? And Tracy Chevalier.
Yes, a favourite. So we know her from A Girl with a Pearl Earring, and this is her latest book, which is A Single Thread. It's set in the 1930s, and it's about a single woman who's devastated by the consequences of the First World War. So she changes her life. She ups sticks and she moves to Winchester, and there she befriends others. And she learns embroidery and bell ringing in Winchester Cathedral. So there we are.
So that sounds rather nice, appropriate for this year as well, as you say, people doing different things. So there we go. The Dutch House by Anne Patchett, The Bench, Saskia Sargentson, and The Single Thread by Tracy Chevalier. So to children.
Well, yes, always sport for choice for children at this time of year.
Which is good.
So a nice interactive picture book is called Wild Symphony by Dan Brown. He's the famous best-selling novelist who loves his music, and he's put together a book for children which is centred around a mouse who wants to create an orchestra of animals. So along with the story of how he puts them together and the lovely illustrations, we also can put our phone over each page and the app will play music that particular animal is playing to join the orchestra.
How clever.
Very, very clever and beautifully done. And another one is The Incredible Pop-Up Maze by Andy Mansfield. Of course, pop-ups are so wonderful at this time of year. Brilliant gift. And this, and they get cleverer and cleverer. But this is a book of mazes that are 3D. So sure to fascinate and amuse for hours. And to go on to another picture book, there's Jumbo, the Most Famous Elephant Who Ever Lived by Alexandra Stewart. And it's illustrated by Emily Sutton. And I do love her illustrations. They're always fantastic. So I was immediately drawn to this. And it's the true story, which begins in 1860, I think, of a baby elephant in Africa who's brought to London, becomes a feature of London Zoo. But then he travels to America and he wows audiences in Barnum's Greatest Show on Earth. So it's a true story, amazing story, and beautifully, beautifully illustrated. So really charming book.
Lovely.
Beautiful gift.
Final ones are Terry Pratchett, yeah.
Yes. So this is a collection of short stories. It's called The Time-Traveling Caveman by Terry Pratchett. And it's for children aged sort of 7+. It's some stories that were collected from when Terry Pratchett first started writing. So when he was a young junior reporter, I think. So they're illustrated throughout. They're as quirky and as inventive as you would imagine. And there's lots in there. So it will appeal to the younger readers, but it will also appeal to older readers as well. There'll be lots to laugh about and to think about in there.
I was going to say, it's got so many fans. Well, well done you, because I knew that was quite a long list. And that's only just skimming the surface. You've got a website and you've got some recommendations there as well, haven't you?
Yes. So the website's called moreaboutbooks.com. And yes, there are lots of lists on there and they're all categorised. And there are age guidelines for children's books as well.
Is there a book you haven't had or got that you would like for Christmas yourself?
So many. I've just found one called Great Diaries, in fact, which I thought was quite good for this time of year and might inspire me to start a journal again next year, full of pictures of the great diarists of the past and what they wrote in their diaries and a little bit about what they achieved as well. And that looks fantastic.
Woo! That sounds fascinating. I don't know if we'll talk again, but have a lovely Christmas anyway.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you again next year. And thank you for all your hard work for us, Catherine.
That's a pleasure.
May you get all the books that you wish for, Catherine Lana. So moreaboutbooks.com, moreaboutbooks.com if you want to find out those recommendations.